Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
I'm writing this with my feet up on the desk and my keyboard balanced on my thighs. Because the position isn't terribly comfortable, I'd better be quick. The reason for sitting in this curious way is to test a new scientific theory that states that by assuming a powerful position, you become more powerful. To sit legs up does not merely make you more impressive in the eyes of the world, it makes you more impressive in your own eyes too. According to research done at Harvard Business School, striking a power pose raises testosterone levels by an average of 20% and lowers cortisol, the stress hormone, by a similar amount. Equally, sitting in a powerless way, legs and arms crossed, does just the reverse. Just as forcing yourself to smile all day has been proved to make you happier, strutting your stuff is now proven to make you more powerful. The study, snappily entitled Power Posing, Brief Nonverbal Displays Affect Neuroendocrine Levels and Risk Tolerance, is not merely interesting in itself. It restores one's faith in the utility of the work being carried out at HBS. Here is a dead easy way of being more successful that doesn't involve putting your career on hold for a year while you spend more than $100,000 on an MBA. To make it, you simply have to fake it. It's a study that the unhappy elder Miliband brother would have done well to have read before he decided to run for the Labour leadership. What could have been more testosterone sapping than to pose, as David famously did, holding a banana? Meanwhile, a picture on the front of the Financial Times last week showed the victorious Ed Miliband wholeheartedly faking it, gesturing expansively, while his poor big brother looked on from the front row, arms and legs crossed in a study of powerlessness. This research answers a question I have been puzzling over for 30 years. When I was at university, there was a man I knew faintly who was neither terribly bright nor hardworking nor obviously special in any way. The only thing that was remarkable about him was that even though he was thin and his feet were small, he used to walk as if he were enormous. The fact that this man now runs a well-known company used to astound me, but now I understand. He got into power posing early. The theory also explains why women don't do so well at work. It's not so easy for us to sit legs up on the desk if we're wearing a skirt. We aren't good at gestures of power. And even though we might be skilled at fooling others, we're less good at fooling ourselves. However, there is another, even more interesting piece of research that I stumbled on recently that concerns something that women are excellent at – flattery. A recent article in The Economist described a study done by Jennifer Chapman at the University of California, Berkeley. She set out to discover whether there was a level at which flattery stops working and found that there wasn't one. You can lay flattery on with a trowel or even with a spade or wheelbarrow, and it still does the job. I was pretty sceptical about this, as I'd always thought shameless crawling was not merely undignified, but ineffective too. So last week I decided to put this theory to the test. I picked on six colleagues, each of whom had recently written something I admired, and plied them with praise in increasing quantity. I waylaid my subject and started, "I much enjoyed your piece on X," and then proceeded to phase two. I mean, it was incredibly clever, original, funny, fascinating. And from there to, in fact, it was by far the best thing that I've read in the newspaper or anywhere ever. I finished off with, "I just don't know how you do it. You're a total genius." In each case, the smile got wider as the dose increased. And by phase four, there was a flush of pleasure across the face. In three of the cases, the subject told me in return that I was also a genius, an observation that I found myself inexplicably willing to take at face value. I can, therefore, confirm that the theory is resoundingly, astoundingly true. If it works with cynical journalists, whose job it is to spot false notes, it will work with anyone. Of course, dispensing flattery so calculatingly does not feel entirely comfortable. But at least it doesn't give you pins and needles. I can now confirm that sitting with your feet up for prolonged periods may make you more powerful, but it also makes you lose sensation in your legs.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.